We're a nation which has just left one big trading group, and we are seeking to portray ourselves as world leaders. Renewables have the potential to transform the economy of this country, but we need to get it right. Our European partners, they're locating all their connectors and their substations, transformers, offshore, because they know that's the future, which begs the question of why that's not happening here. There's a compulsory purchase situation there. How can you be a willing partner if behind you, off stage, there's a compulsory purchase order or a compulsory purchase situation? That's not a willing, open transaction. You could never call it that. Those acres of farmland, once alienated, will be worth hundreds of thousands of pounds per acre, if not millions. The earning capacity of that land will be in the order of tens of millions of pounds over the coming decades. In a global context, it just looks sick. It looks daft. It looks weird. It looks like a process of value alienation. This is not looking at the landscape asset value. It's not looking at the ecological impact. It's not looking at the context. This is just the bare bones of the economics of it. Our landscape, our biology, our ecology is our single biggest baseline asset. If we don't acknowledge that in this century, we've had it. We don't want greenwash. We want real sustainable development, and we need to do it fairly. Don't stick with this old model of land alienation through compulsory purchase at poor values, dumping costs locally. These trees give us our oxygen. These acres give us our food. They bring us health. And a huge factor in well-being for individuals and communities is to feel safe in their environment and not to feel threatened and not to have arbitrary decisions made above their heads. The Green bounce back better. Post-Brexit to be world leaders. That's great and that's exciting, but we need to do it. And we need to know what that means, and we need to do it really quickly. And it's a quick decision just to put that infrastructure offshore.